K-O-Z-N. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, UNO. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John.
Yes, we will, and we've got a loaded show for you today with Farron, with Sip, with Brunts.
The window is open.
And the window is open, which means it's a nice day.
Sportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone.
Last time we were here, we didn't feel like it was a good enough day to open the window.
It was chilly. I brought my coat.
It also helps that the wind is, even though it's a nice day, the wind is out of the north, which means it's blowing out, which might not be a good thing tonight for the old pitchers.
No.
Two of the best offenses in college baseball do battle tonight, Coastal Carolina and Creighton. And we've got it on our sister station, 1180 The Zone. That's why we are here at the ballpark for baseball, both tonight and tomorrow night.
How much money would you pay to have this exact type of weather day on, like, June 20th? Would you pay, like, $10? Would you pay more than $10? This day, 70-ish, windy, but to the north.
Because of inflation, $10 isn't really that much anymore.
That's what I'm asking. Would you pay $10? Would you throw in $5?
Yeah, I would.
You throw in $10? I would pay $10.
Oh, for sure.
That would be a nice...
Now, the only catch would be with the wind blowing out, there'd be a lot of home runs, so the games would last, like, you know, forever. More than forever, but...
But all the
but
dogs!
There would be, get a lot of practice calling home runs, but just the fact that it would be nicer and we wouldn't be sweating to death in our formerly known as Patera Landscaping broadcast booth, assuming they haven't purchased this year.
I was going to say former.
If they have, then it is still the Patera Landscaping broadcast booth. It certainly would allow for the floral growth to look prettier.
Oh, yeah.
You know. I would throw in $10 for weather like this during
the
College
sweet.
World Series.
70-degree day. That'd be pretty nice. Instead of a 100-degree day.
I mean, there'd be some folks probably a little bit triggered. Oh, I wanted it to be warmer so I could, you know, sunbathe. And it might keep...
Sunbathe.
And the good news is, with the wind blowing out, the idiots who get the beach balls, the beach balls would blow towards the CHI Health
Lot
Center.
Lot D. They'd go over into Lot D. Or I guess Lot B over here.
Yeah, either Lot D or Lot B. And I can run them over with my car.
Nice. Nice.
My favorite time of the College World Series is when the beach balls start to fly.
Just watching That's your favorite
John,
time of
watching
all of
John
the
get progressively triggered as the week goes on.
Because it unnecessarily delays the game. The people aren't here to see the people. The people are here to see the baseball. Stop making it all about yourselves.
Interesting.
That's the problem with today's youth. They're all about themselves.
Oh, interesting. Tell me more, Wild. John.
You know what? I hope some point later on in this grum, another wise, winning individual repeats the same refrain. I hope that happens.
If it's a wise, winning individual, it
Besides
won't be you.
Besides me, of course.
Oh, I see. I was
Besides
gonna say,
me.
It definitely
in addition
won't be you.
To me.
Definitely wouldn't be
then
you.
In addition to me.
If somebody
hey, wait
does...
a minute. I did win predictions because the Jack Mitchell softball experience got more than four hits.
What the hell happened? Okay.
They must have been playing either Nora's, like, schoolmates or, like, the World War II amputees because there's no
way. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
That's what Jack then said. Thank you for your service. But they still scored 10 runs. Shout out to the World War II vets that have one arm.
Yeah, those 10 runs came. Did you guys watch it?
No.
No.
Cool.
Did you?
I did, yes.
My God.
I watched it while I was watching the Rockies.
Oh, my gosh. Nick, we need to get you a better hobby. We need to find something better for Nick to do than watching Jack's softball team.
And the Rockies.
And the Rockies.
I mean, that's like, jeez.
Wow.
I can't even think of a worse analogy than that.
Wow. Mm.
Wow. Anyway, it's time for the Grum Down, brought to you by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard. Nick wasn't even watching the Lakers and the Sixers blowing their opportunities at the end of the game.
Baby.
Some wildness. A lot of audio, a lot of reacts, a lot of thoughts.
NBA, let's go!
Yeah. Well, it was good last night.
Look at you. It was fantastic. Remember those ads? Sadly, NBA, it's fantastic.
Sadly, I missed them both.
Missed them both?
Yeah.
NBA stands for no bad awful.
During the Sixers-Knicks game, I was walking Miss Wrigley.
Nice. The whole game? The whole 2.5 hour game?
Well, didn't that game end at about 8-ish?
No, it was like 9.
Oh, what was I doing at 9?
You forgot to turn it to TNT.
Yeah, I did. Because honestly, I don't take much stock in the first round. I don't.
The games are good. The games were close.
The games were good.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have time to get back into our conversation we did briefly yesterday. Would the SEC have taken their ball and gone home?
Yeah, we hit on this at the very end of yesterday's show.
Yeah, that was something that Greg Sankey had copped to in an article this week. Mike Farron, speaking of people that have to cop to things.
Oh.
Was he also in the cockpit of the Rockies plane?
Oh!
Ooh.
Good question.
Mike Farron will be along to talk some baseball. You know, a guy who pitched last on this field.
Oh, I was going to ask him about that guy, too.
Last year at the College World Series will be back in Omaha pitching on another field on the other side of town as a member of the Indianapolis AAA ball club.
Nick, are you skipping work to go watch this baseball game?
I mean, I want to. You know, okay. Paul Skeens is only going to pitch for 3 innings anyway, so I might even be able to get back before the show.
Hey, what time is the game tomorrow? Is it noon?
It's 11.
11.
Oh, Nick, yeah, you could definitely
run. Is it 11? I thought it was 11.
I think it's 11. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there were some folks triggered. Why is this game starting so early? Why couldn't they pitch it on another day?
Well, nice. You know, that's the way is it like a getaway day for kids or something?
Yes. Well, it's a getaway day. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, because in the minors, they sometimes don't.
They have to travel too. Yeah, all the buses.
Their traveling is a little less opulent than the major league travel.
Yeah.
Michael Bruntz will be here from Husker 24/7.
Nice.
Is the Rayola hype train about to be a runaway?
Yeah.
Runaway choo, train.
Choo. Never coming who did that song? Back.
Yeah, who did that song?
That song is by...
Which emo band did that?
It's not
that
was emo a woman. Band. It's Soul it's Asylum. Woman.
I don't know who that is.
Aren't they an emo band?
No.
Okay. All right. I mean, Nick is of music.
He is.
People forget Nick gave Taylor Swift's album a 5.2 on a 10-point scale.
5.6.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She added the extra 4/10 for the ooh-la-las in the middle of one song.
The ooh-la-las.
A lot of ooh-la-las. Speaking of ooh-la-las, someone who... constantly, you know, hangs around construction sites and goes, ooh la la. Steve Sipple of Nice Online will join us. There is an update on the basketball lawsuit featuring Ashley Scoggin, who's got a Title IX suit against the University of Nebraska.
Yeah.
They got the official deposition of one Chuck Love, the assistant coach in the center
such an unfortunate name for the story.
Yeah.
It really, every time we say his name, because you do want to say it that way.
You
Chuck
do.
Love.
It feels kind of gross.
It does.
People keep dissing Prime on the way out the door.
Yeah, and it's not us, for the record.
It's not us this time.
Josh, salesperson Josh, it's not us.
It's not us.
Not us.
And old man Brady has some takes. Old man Brady has some
takes. He
should
go back to leather helmets.
Yippee on the YouTube says Sipple is leading the Rayola hype train. Is that true? Is Sipple the one saying choo-choo?
Choo-choo.
Is that true? I guess we'll have to ask
him. Is it true-true?
True-true.
A couple of, to wrap up from the crossover.
Yeah.
John in the Equitable Bank inbox. At Equitable, we take banking personally and answer the phone on the first ring.
Yeah.
John at 1620thezone.com. Josh at 1620thezone.com. So the flight that we were talking about, the plane crash in Sioux City.
Yeah.
Lost all hydraulic control. They had to control the plane by throttle only. And my father was one of the first responders. They called in EMS from all over the area. I do remember that because I remember that the Fremont, you know, we're like 80 minutes away from Sioux City.
It still went.
And I remember that there were, you know, fire trucks and emergency responders from Fremont that were headed that way.
Wow.
Because, I mean, they knew they had over 200 people on board.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sioux City's not equipped to handle a mass casualty incident like that.
Sure.
And so, yeah, they were calling in fire and rescue from all over the region.
Wow.
To assist in all of that.
Having to try to do that plane just by throttle is insane.
Yeah, it is. It is. It was absolutely crazy how that transpired. And then on a lighter note.
Oh, that's good.
Oh.
Lighter note. Going back to the smoking ban.
Sure.
I had forgotten about this. So the folks in Lincoln were particularly triggered.
Classic.
By the smoking ban. So the Highway Diner.
That's gone now, right?
No, there's still one in South Lincoln.
Okay.
They bought an old StarTran bus, city bus,
mm-hmm.
parked it outside because the law said you couldn't have smoking inside of an establishment.
Yeah.
But it said nothing about if you parked a bus outside your restaurant.
Oh,
they literally converted this bus
into seating?
Into seating for the diner.
Oh.
Side, so the customers who wanted to smoke, and it was a big to-do, and, you know.
It really does show people will make a culture war out of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
It's my right to smoke.
I wonder what the next thing will be that we're like, we probably shouldn't do that anymore, and then it turns into this whole to-do. I can't wait to find out.
Oh, there's always something.
Oh, yeah. There will be something. And it's always, not always, but it's health-related. It's safety-related. I wonder what it'll be next.
Yeah.
Text from the text line, 402-951-1620. Sean writes, sometimes the fact that Nick has a girlfriend and gets laid blows my mind.
Why?
Where did that come from?
It was 6 minutes ago. Nick, what did you say 6 minutes ago that was, the Rockies Jack Mitchell softball double stream. That was what it was.
Mm. Yeah. Are people not allowed to watch things?
No, it's not that, Nick. I think he's saying, of all of the options you have in the whole world, you decided to watch Jack Mitchell's softball team in the Rockies.
A lot of people have a lot of options to do a lot of things.
Mm.
I might think that what he does is lame and boring and dumb.
Nick is happily
getting
lit.
Though, the commenter was saying that your girlfriend also has many options to do many things, and one of them would not be to hang around someone who watches someone's softball team and a bad baseball
team. Well, we weren't hanging out last night. That's why I was doing that.
Ah.
Explains a lot of it right there.
Ah, there you go. Well, now that she's heard this,
yes.
Now that it's out in the public ether, she's probably going to rethink this whole thing. You know,
the whole relationship.
She'll probably figure, like, you know what? There's a 10-year-old that lives next door that could come mow my lawn. I don't have to keep feeding this person who watches bad softball and baseball.
Nick's diet has completely changed since he started seeing this nice young woman.
Yes.
Completely changed. He used to just only eat rice. Now whenever he has rice, I think, so he's not hanging out with her tonight.
Yeah.
Because when he's like, we're having this four-course meal of of a variety of flavors and deliciousness. I'm like,
And all I had to do is plant some azaleas in her backyard. It was great.
She doesn't need my help planting azaleas. She's a very good cook.
Oh.
And
well,
now I have
we weren't
with
questioning that. We're just, you're obviously, you're choring, you're laboring for your for your food. You're the groundskeeper now.
I don't mind a honey-do list.
The honey-do list. Wow, Nick's aging rapidly.
Yeah, you are.
Ooh. Rapidly aging.
Yeah. Watching bad baseball. And
he's gotten old fast.
Yes, he's aged right before our
you
eyes.
We need to get him one of those recliners so then he can just fall asleep in it with the remote in his hand.
His hand down his pants with a false staff in the other hand.
His belt unbuckled.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
Hey, honey, you're a great cook. Bring me something, please.
I sure like the Cardinals a lot better when McCarver was catching.
I would never say that, John.
Give me Stan the Man Musial over old Paul Goldschmidt any day.
That's a solid take.
402-951-1620. That's the 42 degrees, the source hotline by your mom's house. And if you want to tweet the show, you can at the at USC 1620 in the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. You know, speaking of construction, I noticed the new on ramp. To the Cary Bridge is coming along quite nicely. You know, they're adding that new on-ramp that leads from the parking lot across the way over to the Bob Cary Bridge, so it allows for the gamblers to get there faster.
I didn't know there was
really
an on-ramp.
Hey, now you don't have to go all the way around anymore. I can just walk right over there, gamble, and then come on back to
You know, they really should consider some advertising on that bridge. You know,
oh, great idea.
Just walk just 50 more feet, and you'll be able to bet with your Harris
20
app
more
or whatever.
20 more steps to the FanDuel Sportsbook.
That's right.
Promo code 1620.
You know, when they open that thing, they should have us do a remote from there and say, hey.
Oh, my God.
Right here.
What?
Here's the G-spot right here where you can start betting.
G stands for gamble, right?
Promo code 1620.
Exactly. The gambling spot.
The G stands for gamble.
Oh, I love that idea, Josh.
You know, speaking of that, Josh, you know, the NBA playoffs are going on right now, and the FanDuel Sportsbook, which is available right over there on the other side of that Bob Carey pedestrian bridge, has an awesome offer for you right now. You can place any $5 bet, and you get $150 in bonus bets to use for the duration of the NBA playoffs. And, hey, as we found out last night, anything is possible in the NBA playoffs. So just place that first $5 bet, and you can net $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. And all you have to do for new customers is go to FanDuel.com/1620 and get signed up today.
John, we have three more games that are going on in the playoffs tonight. Suns plus three on the road at the T-Wolves. Pacers plus one in Milwaukee versus the Bucks, and Mavs plus 1.5 versus the Clippers. Give me the Mavs to win and tie that series up. Just go to FanDuel.com/1620 and get started today. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.